Hey, it's me. I'm Nick, and you're listening to A Certain Degree. On this episode, Allison Doolittle was in the studio, and we talked about some upcoming events that I think you and she might be interested in. If you'd like to learn more about them, go to the website, toacertaindegree.com. You can check out the schedule there, or go to your community paper and sign up for our weekly newsletter. The Thursday one features all sorts of curated events like these. Enjoy the show. Lily Miola with Sunshine on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree. My name is Nick. I'm here from 8 to 10 every Wednesday on WPRK, the best radio station that ever has been and ever will be and currently is. That wasn't an awkward way to say that.
Not at all.
Thank you. The dulcet tones you're hearing are those of Allison Doolittle, my guest today. If you missed any of the show, you can subscribe to a podcast called To a Certain Degree. You can go to a website called toacertaindegree.com, and we'll have bits and pieces of this interview up there over the next coming years.
Amazing.
I don't know how long it'll take me to produce them, but this part of the show I will get up very quickly because we're going to talk about some of the wonderful events that are going on around Orlando over the next 2 weeks.
Awesome.
Orlando, Winter Park, Central Florida in general. And I picked these out. I don't know if all of these are for you. I'm really trying to become like an event sommelier for people.
I like that.
And really taste the event and figure out where the tones are, what kind of flavors come to mind,
and
the nose of it.
And then spit them out.
And then spit. I cannot consume all these events.
Right, right, right.
I would be drunk on events.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be able to tell you anything. So going through some of these, I thought these were, I categorized them. So starting out with books, some book-related events. Do you know of books?
I've heard.
Yes.
Heard
Do
books.
You like books?
I love books.
Okay, great. Well, then two events that are coming up this Friday, August 14th. I thought this was neat. The Orange County Public Library System actually does little pop-up libraries around town.
Ooh, and I love the libraries. The Orange County Library System is fantastic.
So good. The downtown library is great, but yes, any of the branches are fantastic. The events they do, everything that they offer.
I agree. I am such a huge fan. And the apps that they have, like I'm currently listening to stuff on Libby.
Yep.
And watching stuff on Canopy. And anyway, I really appreciate the library.
Yep. And so they are popping up at the Neighbors over here at East End Market.
Oh, that's where our show used to be.
From noon to four. Yeah. Cool. So they'll be there, and apparently it's hobby themed, so they'll have hobby related books. And you can probably learn more about the programs that they have at the library to learn anything from sewing to crochet to 3D printing, etc. And then that evening from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Ivanhoe Park Logger House, the second annual Boozy Book Swap is going on.
Ooh.
So along with being able to swap your books, they will have junk journaling and other projects for you to do there. So you can go to the library pop-up, and then you can go to the Boozy Book Swap, and that's all on Friday.
Love it.
Okay. So yeah, those two so far, good?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I like booze. I don't know what junk journaling is.
I believe it's just whatever you find, like pieces and parts. Instead of going and buying a bunch of stuff, you're just like, here's some stuff we found, and like twigs and berries. No, I don't know. I think it's more like, you know, like stickers and stuff like that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Arts. You like the arts, I think.
Love the arts. Yep.
Two things that are coming up. The Orlando Museum of Art, which I'm a big fan of. They have their Florida Prize, and it's about to end.
Ooh, yes.
So you haven't seen that yet. Please go see that. And two opportunities next week to go see it. One is on Wednesday, August 19th. They'll actually have one of the artists there for an in-focus tour.
Cool.
So you actually get to hear from the Florida artist who installed one of those 10 exhibits that are there, which is pretty incredible.
That's amazing, yeah.
And then on Thursday, it's free.
Okay.
So they're open extended hours. They're open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, August 20th. They do this every third Thursday. And
yes,
I believe it's...
I never remember when it is, but thank you. I'm putting this on my calendar for sure.
Oh, perfect. It is the last couple of days, like I said, of the Florida Prize. So
cool.
This is your last chance to see that amazing installation.
And then if I went to the one on Wednesday, would I need to pay for that one?
Yes. Okay. So for the tour, you need to pay. But if you want to go the next day, it'll be all free. They'll have special events going on throughout the day.
Cool.
So lectures, concerts. They usually have some other stuff going on.
I went to the one last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And then also on Third Thursdays are the openings at City Arts.
Yes.
So City Arts takes out downtown, redoes all of its galleries usually. So they're all brand new. And then you'll also have the ability to go over to Eola View. There's a couple of, there's another gallery space over there. So it's an event space that they turn into a gallery there. So that is Thursday, August 20th, a bunch of free art.
I'm hearing opportunities to do our business idea where we
switcheroo with the art.
Just kidding. Thank you.
We definitely are not going to do that. One of my favorite organizations in town is the Orlando Collage Club because it gives you an opportunity to be creative and social.
Yes.
And I am actually teaming up with them this Friday. We're doing an event at Blackbird Comics and Coffee House from 6 to 8.
Blackbird is awesome.
It's an incredible third space. If you haven't been over there.
The one in Maitland.
Yeah. It's absolutely fantastic. And what I love about it, too, is you can rent the board games and try them out before actually purchasing and trying to figure out if you could actually play this or not.
Yes, yes.
If it makes sense.
Yeah.
I'll be over there with my typewriters, and we'll be doing sort of a spooky collage.
Fun.
It's themed Long Came a Spider.
Nice.
And then on Wednesday, August 19th, the Orlando Collage Club will be over in Lucky Straws in Winter Garden. That's from 6 to 8:30.
Cool.
They'll be teaming up with local photographer Adam Goldman. And he's going to have some of his work there, so you'll be able to collage with his work. And he does, like, concert shots and stuff like that. So that'll be pretty fun. And then Sunday, August 23rd, Zine Han, who is the person behind the Orlando Collage Club, also does Orlando Collage Kids. And she's going to be doing an event at Lucky Goat Coffee Company.
Awesome.
And it is going to be creepy candles. Because what do kids love?
Creepiness. Candles. And that's very back to school.
Yeah.
It's not October-y at all.
No. And that's on Sunday. Lucky Goat is down in the kind of the Belle Isle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a great place. It's really good coffee.
Yeah, off Orange Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Down in the Gallon.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. So far, would you go to any of those? Or
maybe
all of those?
Maybe.
You should go to all of them.
I'm planning a wedding, though.
Cheap stuff for your wedding presents.
Yes.
Here we go. Shop local, the bargain edition this Saturday, August 15th. The Elks Lodge will be doing a big community thrift sale. So
keep meaning to go to one of those.
That should be good. If you haven't been to the Elks Lodge, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've driven by it a million times on Primrose, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Over in the Milk District, that's from 9 to 3. They might still have some spots if people want to actually go and set up tables too. They might still have some spots.
Interesting.
So look up the Elks Lodge and then Hellcats Inc., the incredible design.
They're so cool.
You know, everything store in the Audubon Park area. They are having their garage sale. No, they've been in Audubon for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they moved.
They used to be by Buttermilk Biscuits.
They were, yes. Now they're over in the Audubon. Bigger space.
Great. Good for them.
Much bigger space. But they'll be doing that all day from 11 to 6 p.m. All right. So this section of events I just called Honey and Hot Sauce.
Okay.
And it's all going on Saturday, August 15th. I think this is to your, like, you have a sweet side, you have a fiery side.
Thank you.
I don't know. I'm making stuff up at this point.
Yeah, I think probably.
Saturday, August 15th, you've got over at Lou Gardens in Audubon Park from 9 a.m. to 5 a.m.
These are great events.
I know. I mean, yeah. You're welcome. Celebrate honeybees.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll actually have a master beekeeper.
Wow.
He's going to be talking about bees. He's going to have a hive with him. They'll have honey that you can taste. They'll have places you can buy local honey from.
Sounds like it will be amazing.
I've got you. Now, dang, I was
Thanks
trying
for
one.
Telling us the buzz. I'll keep doing him.
Okay, great. Hot sauce.
You had one with Hive.
I know. I was going to do it, and then I backed out. I did. Couldn't commit.
Hive got faith in you.
Oh, there you go. That's what I was going to do.
There you go.
Okay, thank you. Hot sauce? You want to learn how to make hot sauce?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great.
Cool.
There is an organization called People's Free Farm. They're over in the Pine Hills area. It's an incredible space. $10 gets you a class to learn how to make it. They've got a bunch of peppers. You literally go pick the peppers from the farm and then learn how to make the hot sauce. That's
I have a Greek
12:30.
Friend who does that because it's really hard to find spicy stuff in Greece.
Yeah.
It tends to, especially, I mean, it just depends, but they're not super into spicy food. So
no,
he grows
not.
His own and makes his own hot sauce.
Oh, there you go.
He and would love this, but he lives in Greece.
In Greece. So you can do it here. And then Sumerian Meadery, the mead place over in Mills 50, is turning three.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. So they're celebrating their third bee day.
Nice. Oh, their bee day.
It's because it's honey.
That's
how you make mead.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. And then just, oh my gosh, there's so many more things coming up.
Hooray.
Wellness. I thought these were two really good events and really two good organizations. I'm actually going to go this Sunday for this one, I think.
Okay.
If I can get my bike ready to go. But the Anybody Bike Club, as you may know, we've had some issues with some of the bike organization, bike meetups here in town. And so this is a new one that's starting up.
I did not know that.
Yeah. There's been
bike
some
biking drama.
There's been some people who are not like you want to just go bike and have fun and do a social ride. And there are some people who tag along who are a little more not violent, but vandalistic.
Really?
A little bit. Yeah. Okay. I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah. But, I wouldn't have expected that. I was like, what is the bike drama? Okay.
Right. So this is at 9:30 on this Sunday, August 16th.
So this is a non-violent,
non-aggressive. I want people to start like
bike
this
ride.
Would be nice if people started bike clubs back up. And so, yes, this is exactly what it is. So
That's
you can arrive beforehand. It's at Aguila Coffee. So you can have some coffee beforehand.
Nice.
But at 9:30, they get going. And it's going to be an 8.25 mile round trip to Mead Garden.
Cool. Mead Garden. So another garden. That's so wonderful.
It's such another garden.
It's so wonderful. And it's free. And you can just explore and be peaceful. And
maybe
there.
Let it cool off a little bit.
Yeah. Or go early in the morning.
So that's over in Ivanhoe Village. And then Tuesday, August 18th, I think we've written about the Girls Run Orlando organization. It's a run club, but they do a lot of nonprofit work as well. So they're actually doing a donation drive and a 2 mile run. That's at 6 p.m. at Sampaguita.
I don't know how you say it, but that ice cream
Mills
50, place on
the ice cream. And what's nice is they're also collecting donations. So it is a drive, donation drive. You can actually donate, but you don't have to donate in order to take part in the run or to take part.
Can you donate and not
event.
Take part in the run?
Hopefully.
You can just go with the flow.
Yes.
And drop off like some feminine products.
So it is for go with the flow. If you don't know about
tampons.
That organization, they do period pantries. I think they have 9 of them now around Orlando. Yeah, we wrote about them when they just like started.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
It's a high school student who started it.
No way.
Yeah, she's
amazing. I'm going to go look that up.
Yeah. And so they are looking for items. The requested items include, as you mentioned, pads and tampons and cups and wipes, unopened boxes. Like
okay,
stuff
wait.
That is.
Can I tell you a comedy bit really quick?
Sure.
That
please.
Relates to this that is slightly shocking for our listeners. I think the idea of personifying a period cup would be hilarious.
A little talking period cup?
Yeah. Like, to me, she's like a World War II nurse who's like been through a lot and does so much to hold the world together, but is underappreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just wanted to throw that out
there.
It's a character I'm working on.
I think anytime we can make something anthropomorphic that will make people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
100% it.
Like the diva cup, but as a human.
Yeah. Or, you know, Jurassic Park, the little DNA strand that talks. Hate that.
Really?
Or the electricity guy.
Oh, the electricity guy. You didn't like it?
The warning people about electricity. He kills people.
Yeah.
He
what was his name? I looked him up when
Dr.
I was applying
Shaco?
For a job
know.
At
yeah.
OUC. Yeah.
Yeah. No. He's a murderer.
Okay. Shocking.
A few more events for us and listeners. I hope everybody gets a chance to go to some of these. Friday, August 21st, one of my favorite places, and it's air conditioned, the Orange County Regional History Center from 5 to 9. I love it when they do like their after hour stuff.
Yeah.
So actually there's an event for the Orlando Science Center as well the next night. So on Friday, August 21st, you can go to the Science Center. They're doing History After Dark, Swamp Legends. So it's all about the crazy either rumors or like cryptids that we have in Florida, but then also the crazy stuff that's happened here, like filming the creature from the Black Lagoon movies and stuff like that. And did you know we have our own cryptid, the skunk ape?
I did not.
Yeah, it is. I don't know what it is, but it may exist. And it may not.
Random, another comedy thing that popped into my head. So I used to MC for events, my old job. And sometimes when I would do announcements, I would do them with a BBC accent, like a BBC radio voice.
Oh, nice.
Could I do that for one of these events?
Of course.
Okay. Which one do you want me to do?
Why don't you do the next one, the Science Night Live that's coming up on Saturday, August 22nd.
Science Night Live is coming up on Saturday, August 22nd. Discover what happens to the human body and to art itself when gravity disappears. Myth-busting in action, laser light show, and laser X's. Curtis Earth Trivia will be from 8 to 11:30 p.m. at the Orlando Science Center in Ivanhoe Village.
Nice.
What do you think?
That's great.
Yeah.
You should do this all the time. You should just record this for me, and then I don't have to talk.
I can do the rest of them if you want.
No.
Okay.
Okay, great. actually, the laser light show is funny because it's going to be all 90s rock.
Oh, cool.
So they'll be doing that over the course of the evening, apparently. So they started opening late through the month of July on Friday and Saturday nights and doing the laser light shows. And apparently it was sold out. Like, people were going nuts.
That's
because
amazing.
There haven't been laser light shows for a while in Orlando.
Oh, I love what the Science Center does. They do so many cool things.
All right, last but not least, a couple of music things. Saturday, August 15th, I thought this was really neat. There's an organization called Musiva. I don't know if that's how you say it, but they are a string quartet, really great musicians, and they do different concerts. One of the ones they're going to be doing is called Press Play. Ooh. This will be happening at Binks. There's two showings, one at 8 and one at 9:45. It'll be the music of your favorite video games, animated TV shows, and movies. So think Super Mario.
Franco would love this.
Think One Piece, anime, any of that stuff. Mm. They're going to be doing the songs, and it's on a string quartet, which I think is going to be very interesting. I can't wait to see that. So that's at 8 and 9:45. And then Sunday, August 23rd, our friends at Central Florida Public Media are putting on a concert, Punk for Public Media, a benefit concert. And that'll be seven bands from noon to 5:30 at Will's Pub and Dirty Laundry over in the Mills 50 district.
Awesome.
So how many of these can you go to cover for me for To a Certain Degree and the community paper?
I have just started volunteering at a dozen organizations.
Dang it. Dang it. I taught you so well.
I know. No, actually, they sound great, and I'm going to see how many I can fit in my schedule. They sound awesome.
We'll list these
I'd love
events
to cover something for the paper. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, that would be fun. Allison Doolittle is here at Lady Comic. You can go to At To A Certain Degree to look up more events, and also at Community Paper Orlando on Instagram. Let's play a song from your birthplace. Sort
yes.
of. It's about your birthplace. I guess it's not from your birthplace. Beyonce.
She is from Texas. She's from Houston.
Oh, okay. So Texas Hold'em on WPRK Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree.